This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Did anybody pay attention to the commercial again? I love this, and it's the conservatives pumping the lies out on the people, because after all, this is what they get paid to do, right? Not being facetious, not being smart, not trying to be cocky, but it's absolutely up on its head, friends. I mean, how much further can America go backwards? How much? Well, you know, let's say it this way. America, you're upside down. Did you hear during the break that they're talking about allowing people in public schools to actually teach creationism? Did anybody catch this? As if to suggest that's not what was taught in public schools all the way up until 1962, and in many cases it still is. I mean, what they're doing is normalizing evolution. And then for America to get a pass by federal government, who has no business in the affairs of education in any sense of the word, through a violation of Article 10, Bill of Rights, they want you to believe that, listen, they're being lenient when you teach creationism in public schools. I mean, friends, like Heidelberg Man, right? Built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. This is what they're teaching kids in public schools. This is illegal in this country, friends. Nebraska Man, they want you to believe that this is normal. Scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. What do they tell you on the news, America? Hey, they're talking about actually given permission to the American people to teach creationism. Wait a second. Permission? You've never lost the right. But they want you to believe that they have all control and all authority over every issue that goes into a public school, when the opposite is true. They're lying to you. Folks, they want you to believe that Piltdown Man, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape, that this is the norm, that this is factual. This is what it's always been in this country. This is illegal in public schools, friends. Peking Man, they want to be normal. They call him the Peking Man. 500,000 years old, all evidence has disappeared. 500,000 years old, really? If they get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Isn't that interesting when a kid watches a movie like back in the 90s, remember Jurassic Parks, and they would talk about 20 million years ago and then 60 million years ago and 80 million years ago? Do you think that this stuff isn't scripted to confuse the young people or the people that are watching those backwards movies? Folks, I want you to understand that all the way up until 1962 in this country, it was illegal to teach evolution in this country, because they understood dictators always use evolution to take away, or attempt to take away, might I add, Isaiah 14, the throne of God, and put themselves in the place of God. There's nothing new under the sun. But you just heard from conservative conservative radio, a radio feed, a news feed, a media feed, folks, a media resource during the break. They're talking about giving creationism a go in public schools. That's what's always been taught in public schools. It's evolution that hasn't been taught in schools up until 1962. And why? Because our laws stand against it. But if the American people didn't know, go ahead and lie to them. The Neanderthal man, they want you to believe that he was the norm. This is what's always been taught in public schools in America. Untrue America. Did you know that the Neanderthal man at the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.G. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. But is that what you're teaching kids in public schools? Absolutely not. America, did you know that any time in this country can you retain an attorney to go after lies in the textbooks in public schools? Why is this not happening today? The law's on your side, America. Now you're falling for the fact that what I'm telling you right now is the norm, as if to suggest evolution is what's always been taught in public schools. No, it has not. They want you to believe that the Cro-Magnon man, one of the earliest and best established fossils, is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern ape. So what's the difference? And let's take it to modern man. This genius thinks we came from monkeys. If you go to Romans 1:22, you'll find out that the Bible tells us, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. But what's the problem, America? Let me tell you what the problem is. Not too long back, I did an interview on radio, on national radio, concerning our recent First Amendment victory at Boca Raton. This was in Florida, when they wanted to tell us we couldn't come into public schools and an assembly in a public school setting. Well, we just went back to our attorneys and we brought it right back to the gate of the school. And yes, we did our assembly in that very school. And by the way, we have set three national precedents that the law is on our side and we mean what we say. You are propped up on nothing but a lie when you say that we don't have a right to teach American history, American science, and or, folks, the Constitution of the United States or our heritage. The law is on our side. When I was doing this radio program, the show host, he was mentioning that the Christian religion is under incessant attack. It's completely under incessant attack in public schools. He complained that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. Well, let me tell you what, he's right if you're not willing to fight for your rights. Because you don't, your rights are not taken away, they're only forfeited. They're forfeited, America. When you lose a right, it's because you gave up that right. I mean, we have a conservative show host saying that we're always under attack. We're supposed to be under attack, like the 101st, the Airborne, when they were dropped in the center of Bastogne. A guy walked up to Dick Winters, who led that out as the captain of the troops. And they said to him, "You're surrounded." Captain Winters, in his wisdom, said to him, "We're supposed to be surrounded. We're troopers. Hey, Christian, let me tell you something. We're supposed to be surrounded. We're Christians. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to reprove the darkness. We're called to win the war, and all the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus." Going back to this individual who is only regurgitating what he heard from the state-controlled media, I want you to know, America, that students have a right to pray on a public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to read their Bibles on a public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious Christian clubs on campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other Christian material on campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth, on Christian themes. They never lost the right. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian beliefs. They never lost the right. Students have the right to discuss religious issues, even though other students may overhear them. Why? Because they never lost the right. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean. And or if you'd like to jump over on my Twitter account for what it's worth, again, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, folks, at any time, you may. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I'll tell you what, if you want to find those people, just go to the silent majority. Just go to those that call themselves conservatives. Go to those that call themselves patriots and or profess Christians. That's where you're going to find the silent majority. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Because of them people, you put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Also, again, let's go to the second break. You just heard the Google research ad. Folks, if you do a wiki search on my name, I just want to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. If it wasn't for these people doing the things that they do and attacking my ministry in such a fashion, I wouldn't have a national platform right now. So when you go on to Google search and you see my name and you see the homosexuals attacking me, you see right wing attaching me, watch, it's a communist organization, the ACLU attacking me, and other secularist reprobates, in many cases enemies to the Constitution of the United States of America. If they're attacking me, that should be telling you as to why they're doing the attacking. And it should also tell you, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, as who's telling the truth and who's doing the lying. Because when I go and do a Wikipedia search on my name, and I go through every one of them, folks, it's as if It's as if I actually talked to any of these people. And by the way, which, I have never met a good portion of these people, but they write it in such a fashion that they want you to believe that I was right there answering questions, when in fact I don't have a clue as to who these people are. They can't get my name right. They can't get the facts right. They're half-truths. They're blatant lies. And they report it as if it's the fact. And it's interesting about Wikipedia. Once it gets out there, there's a group of people that communicate, that are concerted. There's a concerted effort against you. So if you try to correct anything that they say, they come back and say, well, we have a reliable source. The reliable source is whoever they say it is. That's like using CNN to give you factual news as to what's going on in the United States of America today. This is Wikipedia. But how is it, friends, that when you go on people that a good portion of the American people, easily, hands down, know that are lying to you, like Rachel Maddow, or these sick-minded individuals like Dan Savage, where it gets better. See, this is the guy that said he wanted to drag all of his political opposition behind a pickup truck until there was nothing left but the road. This is the guy that spit on door handles and so on and so forth to get his enemy sick. He's a radical homosexual who wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. You want to talk about daring the justice of God? These are the people that are doing it. But when you do a Google search on them, you can't find anything negative. And you know why you can't find anything negative on them? Because the good people in this country aren't doing anything about those that are committing the crimes in this country. See, that's the problem. So when you go to Google search and you see all these little lawless criminals in America lying about the people that they're speaking out against, it's interesting. I've never been called up by many of the people that are writing about me. I even have a college professor identifying me like he knows who I am, like he's been to my assembly or one of my speaking engagements, where in fact, every single time that we do a speaking engagement, there's a standing ovation. But you don't see anything like that. And that's because of the Holy Ghost. We're not stupid enough to take it unto ourselves. See, folks, this is what it was meant by Christ when he said, the world's going to hate you for my namesake. The world. And what's sad about it is you see the worldlings hating on you. Well, they do what they know to do. And it's expected when you're a Christian and you follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. This is expected that those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. This is to be expected in warfare. I mean, when our boys and our girls go over to fight unconstitutional wars on your behalf because you didn't stop Congress from sending them, do you expect that they're just going to be okay? They're going to come back unscathed? I mean, many of them come back with loss of life, with loss of limb. And that includes mental loss. Mental disability. I mean, do you think that when you're in a war, these things aren't going to happen? Of course they are. But the sad fact of the matter is, there's so many people that call themselves the silent majority in America that claim to be the good people, but they don't have a clue as to what I'm talking about right now. And it's interesting, they decry those that lie on a daily basis, but they give them free sway to do the things that they do. I don't understand it. Folks, before we start rocking the boat here, because I'm fixing to start another fight, I want you to know that it's a poor sermon that gives no offense, that never makes the hearer displeased with himself, nor with the preacher. I mean, see, now, when you go back during the Revolutionary War, by the way, Benjamin Franklin used to support this man's ministry. It's interesting to know that he said, George Whitefield did, that he was honored today by having dead cat eggs and rocks thrown at me today. But see, today, the American people don't have a clue as to what that means. See, they don't understand why Christ was crucified on the cross. Not for the sins of himself, because he was without sin. They don't understand why 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred in heinous ways. See, they think that for some reason God's going to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. You are completely deceived. You're a hearer of the word, and you're completely without doing. And I want to tell you what Scripture says. You're deceived. It reminds me of Frederick Douglass, the former slave, who said that he used to pray for freedom for 20 years. And he never got answers to his prayers until he started to put feet to his prayers. See, this is the warfare that we're to expect in this country. Rather than standing back, you men out there, like a bunch of effeminate cowards behind the skirts of your wives, you're standing back cheering on Donald Trump to do what every president's done over the last how many years in this country? Different presidents, same policies. Different presidents, same policies. You got to ask the question, America, who these people are working for. See, because America, again, you need to understand that a man of conscience is not there to appease or please the consensus. He is there to mold the consensus and to lead the way. And let me take it back to a quote that I heard some time ago. It's a good thing that Moses never took a poll before he brought the children of Israel into the promised land, is it not? No, and it's interesting to note that people out there, when there's a man that's willing to obey God at all costs, it's interesting to note how people will stand back and say, like the world, he's radical. When the world is radical, it's time for the church to get its game on, to get its Christ on, to get the Holy Ghost on, so we can begin to understand the things David understood when he said, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. And like the Lord said concerning through David, he breaketh forth upon his enemies as a dam breaketh forth. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We are in a warfare, America. We are in a warfare. And it reminds me of what I opened the show up with on Tuesday, where I brought forth a quote by Martin Luther, the great reformer who understood exactly what I'm telling you right now, more so than I do. It's interesting to note that he said, when you preach, you're going to either get them hating their sin, or you're going to get them hating you. And the good people in this country should know better as to who's telling you the truth and who's doing the lying. But if I might go back to what I was talking about during the first segment concerning what's going on Wikipedia and the second segment, which we're on right now. Folks, if it wasn't for them biting on my ankles all the time, if it wasn't for them lying about me, I wouldn't have a national platform. So when you go, because you're worried about what people might say, and you know, you might lose business, and you might lose friends, and you might lose it. Hey, folks, they're not worth having if they don't know the difference between someone telling you the truth and someone that's doing the lying to you. So don't worry about the Google search, because you know as well as I do, it's already set. Do you know that when we first put up sonsoflibertymedia.com, the first 3 months, we were pushing 1 million views? The first 3 months. It just skyrocketed. And then for some reason or another, I kept telling some people when I started noticing a dip in traffic, something's going on with Facebook, and something's going on with Twitter, and something's going on in Google. There's a concerted effort here attacking conservatives. And by the way, it's the worst thing that they can do, but it's the best thing for us because we bear the cross of Jesus Christ. And it's the power of God unto salvation. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And guess what, friends? He does just that. They fall into the hole that they themselves dug.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Interesting, during the break, the producer asked me, he asked me the question as to who Frederick Douglass was. Did you know that Frederick Douglass, we were talking about him earlier, did you know that Frederick Douglass was an abolitionist? He wanted to set the slaves free. And he was the guy that said he prayed for 20 years for his freedom, is what he was saying. I prayed for 20 years without results until I started to pray with my feet. Do you know that when he put his faith together with works, he brought about results? See, because faith without works is dead. Did you also know that that's how he became an abolitionist when he got to the other side of the problem? You see, he got his feet up on top of the mountain to understand what God was talking about. Now he understands it's the faith of the Son of God that overcometh the world, as it talks about in the first, the book of 1 John. And he understands and understood back then what it meant when we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. See, he took God at his word finally and added faith with his prayers, only to find out that God is who he says he is. But he met him as on his terms. And when we talk about what John Quincy Adams rightly said, the sixth president of the United States of America, he said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly right. But do all that you can do. and mix your prayer life with your works, and you will see the results. That's what transpires. And what comes to my aid right now is none other than Hudson Taylor. Well, Bradley, you might be saying, Bradley, you know, it's impossible right now. The circumstance. No, it is not. The history of the church is always the impossible. Just add Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Just ask Daniel. Just ask David. Just ask Samuel. Ask Ezekiel. Ask Isaiah. Hey, folks, ask Noah. Ask Adam. Ask Abraham. Ask Isaac. Ask Jacob. Ask Joseph. Ask Aaron. Ask Joshua. Ask Caleb. Ask Gideon. Ask Deborah. Ask Malachi. Ask Micah. Friends, ask Ruth. They were always in a position of the impossible when God showed up. And when they obeyed God, God seen that they were willing to respond to his commandments. And because of it, in spite of them, God answered to glorify himself through that obedient individual. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He needs a minority, friends. He can even use one man. And remember what John Knox said. He said, one man with God is always in the majority. Don't ever think it's too impossible. But I want you to see this, friends. When you see a mountain in front of you, when you see an obstacle in front of you, and you belong to my Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, you need to understand that that was put there so you can get over the top of it. That's the only reason it was put there. Don't walk around it. You can't do that in the military. When they put those walls and obstacles in front of those recruits, they're there for the very purpose that you go over the top of them. You are not allowed to walk around. And that's the world, friends. We can move mountains by faith, but it's the faith of the Son of God. And as long as we keep our eyes fixed on him, we shall overcome and forget it not. And finally, Hudson Taylor said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. You know where most people stop? If they even start, they stop at the difficult stage, and they never find him. Hey, listen, ships are made not to be tied to the dock. They're made for great waters, and so are Christians. Don't ever forget that, because that's where you always will meet him. I remember Charles Spurgeon rightly said, and I know I'm talking to some people right now. Charles Spurgeon said, the Lord is looking for men who can live their lives with their backs up against the wall, where they're at the end of themselves. And why is that? Because when you get to the end of yourself, all of a sudden you get to tap into the Chronos and Kairos moment, and that is where God meets man. And that's what we're always looking to see here in this ministry. Amen? Because I'm not so concerned about opposition, because that opposition is only there for the very purpose that it can be taken out. Who would know better than David and Goliath? And by the way, when David took out Goliath with those stones, keep in mind it was Goliath's sword that David took his head off with. So he even took away his weapon and took his own head off. And boy, oh boy, did he eat his words. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment, because we are having church up in here, friends. And for the sake of time, I got to get to the topic. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I was thinking about this. I went and met a friend this morning, and I had lunch with him. And interesting it was that when I got there, there just happened to be a guy there that looked like Tim Tebow. And now, the only reason I know who Tim Tebow is because I see live feeds every once in a while with this guy who has John 3:16 etched on his face. And I high-five that brother from another mother, regardless of what his opposition might say about him. And I guess he's a pretty popular guy. And I looked at this waiter today, and when I looked at him, I said to him, I said, it's interesting. I said, you look like Tim Tebow. And I just did that off of memory. And he said, yeah, I hear that quite a bit. And I didn't go into this with him, but I thought it was rather interesting that, did you know that Salon magazine? Now, this was a couple years back. But did you know that Salon magazine actually put me and Tim Tebow in one of their articles as the five Christian hipsters, and it said this, this is the headline, trying to make fundamentalism look cool. Now, it's interesting, I don't see Tim trying to make fundamentalism look cool. And by the way, that should tell you right there who the enemies are. It should tell you right there as to who's doing the attacking. What's wrong with fundamentalism, friends? I mean, as if to suggest who we are and to put our feet upon that rock of Jesus Christ and the Constitution, as if to suggest there's something wrong with that. But this is their innuendo. They want you to believe that there is something wrong with that. And of course, I'm talking about the small portion of the population that most Americans believe is bigger than what they really are. No, put them where they are. But Salon Magazine did an article on me and Tim Tebow. And for those that didn't know this, I mean, if it wasn't me and Michelle Bachman on New York Times, if it wasn't for me and Tom Emmer on MSNBC, if it wasn't for Keith Ellison and others attacking me all the time, friends, again, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I so thank the state-controlled narrative for the job that they've done. They just didn't mean the results that they've got. See, because when you become effective, America, this is what they do to you. They begin to demonize you. Read Isaiah 59. It tells you that when you depart from wickedness, you become a prey. And that's exactly right. But listen to this. Salon Magazine, five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but I didn't really know who Tim Tebow was then. I really don't know a whole lot about him right now. But I was pretty honored that I was actually number one on their list. It says, Bradley Dean. In many ways, Bradley Dean epitomizes the Christian right overreaction to the fact that young people are ignoring religious fundamentalism in growing numbers. Hey, folks, I'm not saying that they're ignoring Christ. I'm just saying that they haven't seen him. They've seen a whole lot of hypocrisy. So let me just go ahead and give you a little commentary through what they mean to say so I can set the record straight. But again, going back, friends, I epitomize the Christian right's overreaction to the fact that young people are ignoring religious fundamental growing numbers. Many Christian leaders have taken to suggesting that Christianity should be more manly and aggressive to woo the young, and Dean took this to heart. Friends, I got to tell you something. And I told you the other day when I was on the radio, I don't know that there was ever a day in my Christian life. And I say this to my wife, and I say this from my heart to you. I don't want to be like Amaziah. I want to be like King Hezekiah, who did all that David did. And if I'm born through the blood of the Son of God, why wouldn't I live for him in every jot and every tittle? The same way in the natural, why wouldn't you live for everything that the veterans fought, bled, and died to give you, and you will follow that law to the very dotting of the I and the crossing of the T's, and you will not tolerate anybody to violate what they fought, bled, and died to give us, namely freedom. What were they fighting for? To magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against crime. And so it is with the church. Read Hebrews 10. Read Psalm 40 when you get a moment. Jesus magnified the law. And when you look to the cross of Jesus Christ, that was a demonstration of his love for mankind and his hatred towards sin. It's just that simple. But folks, I wanted to share with you because what they mean to be derogatory, denigrating, friends, what they mean to be in a negative. Hey, folks, it so works against them. When I did 360 public high schools across this country, I wasn't trying to show everybody how big and bad I was. I was doing my best to respond to God's commandments so they can see how big and bad and how good he is. And they would have never seen him if I didn't obey. That's why I did what I did, and that's why I do what I do. Within myself, I am nothing. I'm not a fool, friends. Even Paul said within himself, he goes, I know nothing by myself. Folks, both my hands are raised. I'm guilty of the same charge. But it's a good place to be because when I'm weakest, then the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 12 that he is strongest. We're going to come right back to this. I'm going to take Jack from Louisiana. You got Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Bradley.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you talked about President Andrew Jackson.
I did.
Yeah. Was it a godly thing when he enacted the Indian Removal Act?
You know, hang on a second. I'm going to take you over to the other side, okay? We're coming up against a break, and I appreciate your phone call, but hold on one second. Folks, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Jack calling from Louisiana. You were making a comment about President Andrew Jackson. Go on with your comment, my friend.
I was asking you if the Indian Removal Act, was that a godly thing?
Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then you got in the last usurpation to the Declaration, those savages on our frontiers. Isn't that a bit like me coming to your front yard and standing in it and saying it's mine because I'm standing on it?
Well, agreed, 100%. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess
anything
we have
else?
To learn from history.
Exactly, but I got a question for you, my friend. It was a good thing on the behalf of Andrew Jackson that there was a preacher there by the name of Patrick, Mr. Cartwright. And you know what this guy did? Because he was such a faithful preacher, because we all know, Jack from Louisiana, that God doesn't desire the death of the wicked. He finds no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And we're all sinners saved by grace, right? So it's a good thing when men come to repentance, isn't it? That's a good thing, right?
Okay.
Okay, so Peter Cartwright, what this individual did, not Patrick, Peter Cartwright, he was a faithful preacher. And did you know that President Andrew Jackson was also appointed to come to a meeting? And he showed up at this meeting, and all the professed Christians were all sitting there praising Andrew Jackson. Wicked though he was at that particular time, they were all praising him because they desired to please men more than to please God. But you know what Peter Cartwright did for my friend from Louisiana? He stood up and he told President Andrew Jackson that if he doesn't repent before God, he's going to end up in hell where he deserves to be. Now, guess what he did? Well, the President of the United States of America back then, namely Andrew Jackson, the seventh President of the United States, took the time while the church was bending all over backwards, trying to appease themselves in the face of Andrew Jackson for what Peter Cartwright faithfully said. Because, see, my friend from Louisiana, the Bible says that a faithful friend delivereth souls, and faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And furthermore, even tells us that when you flatter with your tongue, you spoil the soul. But see, Peter Cartwright didn't do that with the president. He wasn't a respecter of persons like his father in heaven wasn't and isn't. He told him the truth. And you know what he did, my friend from Louisiana? He approached Peter Cartwright, that faithful man of God, and he told him, "Thank you very much. If I could find 100 men like you, I could change this country." At the end of the day, for those that did not know, Andrew Jackson, wicked though he was, like myself and everybody else is born in iniquity like David was, interesting to note, he got saved. And his last words were, "Oh, don't cry. Be good children, and we will all meet in heaven," after reading the Bible seven times over because of that faithful man of God. Now, this is what I want to ask you, my friend from Louisiana. You know, you tell me about history right now with Andrew Jackson, and your tone was that Andrew Jackson was corrupt, and yes, indeed, he was, like all of us. But it's interesting to note, he found the Christ. Are you doing everything in your power to get the same message that Peter Cartwright took to Andrew Jackson today?
Well, I'm pretty old, and I'm doing what I can. I'm just pretty much getting along. I won't be around too much longer, but I'm trying to complete the mission that I was sent here to do.
Okay, so if Donald Trump was on the radio right now, would you call him up and confront him the way Peter Cartwright confronted Andrew Jackson?
You better believe
for his. Okay, amen. Because I think he might have a chance to possibly do that. And if you do, I'm looking forward to it because I will tune in and I want to hear my friend Jack from Louisiana doing the same thing that he just wanted to do to Andrew Jackson. And we're on the same page with Andrew Jackson. But the fact of the matter is that individual got saved by grace and I praise God for it all the way through and through. Thank you for your call. We totally appreciate it. I really do. In every sense of the word. Folks, I want everybody to understand that when I give forth my message on a daily basis, 6 days a week, you get to hear me on seven days a week as well. Sunday I'm there, but I'm not. But it's interesting to note that I did not create who I am. No matter how much I might try to, adjust to the modern temperature concerning professed Christianity in America, I got to tell you, it's very appalling to me, even to think that thought. And when I get on radio, there seems to be an anointing that jumps all over me, and all of a sudden we become another man, like in Christ, like that of Peter and John. When they stood in front of the Pharisees, they said, "Look at, they're ignorant and unlearned," but they perceived that they were with Jesus. So I'm not trying to be anything here, friends, outside of the fact that I want to bring about resolve to the issues in this country. And for me to just point the finger at all of the wrong out there and the bad out there and the evil out there and the unrighteousness out there and the wickedness out there and do nothing about righting the wrongs, then I would be just as guilty as 99.9% of you. And I don't want to be a part of you. I want to be faithful to God because I love Him with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, not because of what I did, but because of what He has done. Read Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13 when you get a moment. Folks, it's not enough to sit there and call out the problems for what they are. It's enough because the law of truth is in my mouth. Read the book of Malachi. The law of truth is in my mouth, and I'm going to speak forth his words regardless of people in this country like it or not, because it is not you that I seek to please, though I desire you to be saved and come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so you can understand the things that we say here, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. Because again, friends, we understand that without the word, there's nothing left for us but darkness. And it's the church's job to be a light in a dark place. Because I find the scriptures of God to be only the foundation and the only foundation and substance in all matters of weight and importance concerning the beginning and end of all matters. And again, I desire to be a part of the answer in this country, not a part of the problem. And the way to do that is not only just show law, and it's interesting how many people out there would demean lawful preachers, when in fact that's all that was preached up in America up until the 60s. My wife's grandma, for those that have not heard this, she was 98 years old. She just passed away last month. God bless her soul. 98 years old. She said all the way up until the 60s, she would go to church every Sabbath day, is what she said, to hear the law and the prophets. And since free love came out in the 60s, guess what? They've been treating it as such. And it's called licentiousness. It's not grace. They're teaching people how to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Go ahead and do what you want to do. Jesus will just forgive you. Really? Is there like a number two concerning hell? Is there just one? And what is hell for? It's for those that refuse to repent before his just and his holy law. See, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. Romans 7. And until you understand what the law says, you have no reason to go to him who washes you from your sins in his blood. Just like a sick man has no reason to go to the doctor until the doctor shows him his ailments. And then what do? We go to the great physician, because we understand that Jesus didn't come into the world. He didn't come into the world to call the righteous to repentance, friends. He called sinners to repentance. See, the sinners are the ones that go to hell, and they don't think that they have a need for a Savior, like the Greeks didn't. And remember, the Jews didn't accept him neither because of their pride. And how did that work out for them? I want to be a part of the answer here. And that's why you preach 90% law, 10% grace. You always drive them to the foot of the cross with the Word of God, by the Holy Ghost, in the hand of Christ, in your preaching. Not by the will of the flesh, but by the will of the Spirit. We're not led by the will of the flesh, we're led by the will of the Spirit. We're yielded. Remember when Jesus, after the resurrection, in the book of John, the very end chapter, when Jesus looked at him and said, "Do you love me, Peter?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to him again, after he showed him the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet, and blew upon them the Holy Spirit that they might understand the word of the Lord with a hearing ear and a seeing eye. He said to him again, "Peter, do you love me?" Jesus asked. He said, "Yes." He said, "Feed my sheep." He said a third time to him, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter getting disgruntled. And he said, "Of course, you know that I love you, Jesus." He said, "Then feed my lambs." He said, "When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you are old, another will gird you, that being the Holy Spirit, and take you whithersoever you don't want to go." How many times in the church in America, when the Spirit leads, they call it the works of the devil? Oh, woe unto you. If there's no cross, you know it's the devil. When there's the cross, you know there's real faith, because when there's real faith, you'll know the cross. And it's not in your own strength, nor can you do anything in your own strength. Because now I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, guess what, friends? I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is about him. This is about his glory. So let's obey him, and let's speak forth his words the way it commands us to in the book of John chapter 2 when you get a moment. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.